Democratic candidates have gotten a lot of campaign mileage out of the Supreme Court's Dobbs versus Jackson ruling and other moves to ban or limit abortion rights. Now President Joe Biden is weighing in with his own campaign promise, even though he is not running for office this year. Nevertheless, he says it's critical to elect Democrats to keep control of the Senate and House of Representatives.
If we do that, here's the promise I make to you and the American people. The first bill that I will send to the Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade. And when Congress passes it, I'll sign it in January, 50 years after Roe was first decided the law of the land. And together we'll restore the right to choose for every woman in every state in America. So vote. You got to get out the vote. We can do this if we vote.
Biden made his promise at a political event hosted by the Democratic National Committee in Washington, D.C. He was introduced by a doctor who describes herself as a first-generation Latina American who has spent the last two decades of her life training to become an expert. But now, she says, there are people who want to put doctors like her in jail.
I deliver babies, I perform cancer screenings, I perform life-saving surgeries, and I offer abortion care.
She warns against what she calls extreme government interference into health care that is happening now.
They want to force young victims of sexual assault, those with devastating fetal diagnoses, and those who know they cannot be pregnant, they want to force them to give birth. All against a backdrop of a rising maternal mortality rate that makes giving birth today more dangerous than when our mothers did, even more so for Black and Indigenous women.
Biden also talked about the state of abortion rights since the Supreme Court ruling, saying abortion bans have gone into effect in 16 states, affecting 26.5 million women of childbearing age. Those numbers are, of course, subject to change, and also somewhat subject to interpretation. In the state of Wisconsin, for example, clinics have stopped performing abortions, although there is disagreement over whether a ban has actually gone into effect there. In any event, Biden stressed the importance of turning out to vote, and he also made a pitch to younger voters, who he called the best educated, most talented, least prejudiced generation in American history. He touted his recent actions on issues like gun safety, pardons for marijuana possession, and forgiving student debt, with more changes to come.
Today, we face an inflection point, one of those moments that only come around every several generations, where there's so much change happening technologically, politically, and socially, that the decisions we make now are going to determine the future of our nation and the future of your generation for the next 30 or more years. And it only happens once every five, six generations.
Opponents of abortion rights are already reacting to Biden's promise. Marjorie Dannenfelser, the president of the group Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, says doubling down on an extreme agenda of abortion on demand until birth won't stop Democrats from losing Congress. But Democrats take comfort in public opinion polls that show codifying Roe versus Wade is popular. Even so, fulfilling Biden's promise would probably involve winning majorities in both the Senate and the House, and then convincing a couple Democratic senators to agree on changing the Senate filibuster rule. And in case that all does not happen, Biden says he'll veto any nationwide abortion ban that Republicans might pass. But despite the long odds on winning the combination of congressional control, a veto change, and legislative action, Biden ended his remarks with his characteristic optimism.
The final say does not rest in the court now. It does not rest with extremist Republicans in Congress. And finally say about your right to choose that it rests with you. And if you do your part and vote, Democratic leaders in Congress, I promise you, will do our part. I'll do my part. And with your support, I'll sign a law codifying Roe in January. Together, let's remember who we are. We are the United States of America, and there's nothing beyond our capacity. So vote, vote, vote.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.